welcome to another episode of Behind the Boardroom, where we chat with industry leaders about their journeys and strategies behind their success. In today's episode, we have Vasu, who's a seasoned expert in the FMCG sector. Vasu has over 35 years of experience in companies such as Glaxo, Danone, and Mars Wrigley. In his recent stint as the Associate Director Sales Development at Perfetti, he leveraged BI for sales operations, automation, and strategies. You know, when we talk about the retailer's purchasing pattern, right, that's also a crucial information for companies. So how does the integrated system help analyze this pattern to come up with, you know, schemes and promotions?
I said both DMS and SFA are there to exist, no doubt. There are companies who cannot, does not at this point of time not able to rather put in DMS, which is the best. Even otherwise, they can have. If you have the data of an SFA, as I said, whether the orders are executed or not, I don't know, which means it's not a 100% authenticated data I'm talking about. In an integrated scenario, whatever orders booked, if the order is cancelled, it gets notified. If the order is amended, it gets notified, which means I am acting on a data, which is an authenticated data. So my ability to take decisions in terms of suggested order for that outlet, and just coming to it, I walk into a store as a salesperson, and typically I know the store sells my hero SKU plus one, plus two. This is what. But what probably I don't remember, and also must respect the fact that the frontline sales team of the distributors are also having higher attrition, let's say. Plus, people cannot remember everything, right? What the store has purchased. An individual would cover 50 stores or 40 stores a day. Let's say 40 SKUs somebody has to build, cannot remember what every store buys. So here I walk into a low-end grocer store. I know that I placed a typically fast-selling 2-3 SKUs. But what I don't remember is they also buy once a month. At least another SKU they buy, I may not remember. So the historical data helps me in suggesting that order, or a store of that similar type, a low-end grocer within the locality of 2 to 3 kilometers, have been buying this product. Therefore, it suggests to the salesperson that please pitch for this. Therefore, your chances of succeeding in pitching the right SKU, right product, etc., it helps. For the company, again, if you can design your trade marketing inputs in such a way that for the increased order you have, for example, your basket value, typically you go and buy as a consumer from an Amazon or any of these sites, it will also tell you that you fill in your basket with few more you get. Today, a salesperson has to remember everything. But given the time constraint that the person has to do, act of, you know, calling off sales call or making collection, ensuring that the retailer's attention are there all the time with them, this will help in very many ways. I'm sure there are a lot of companies who are already into it, the likes of Levers or Nestle, I'm sure already into it. But that's something inevitable will happen, which is where I go back to the same point of why DMS and SFA will have to be looked at together. And typically the CEOs must not look at it as a cost of it, you know, cost or an investment, but it's an investment, strategic investment as to how it can reap benefits for them, even in the medium term.
Right. So we spoke about product launches, the success of product launches earlier. So how do you go about tracking the success of launches across different markets?
Okay, success, I will take certain parameters as a reason for success. Let's say I want to distribute it in certain number of stores in a phase of 6 weeks time. Say supposing I want to place it in 100,000 stores, I'm able to get that. That's one. After that, when my TVC has broken, let's say, for example, if it is a very well advertised product, and how my TVC has worked, what type of population or what type of socio-economic scenarios or situations it helps, whether it sells in urban more, whether it sells in rural, or whether it is semi-urban, I will be able to get town-level data. Example, Chennai sells well and Coimbatore sells well in Tamil Nadu. Great. But after that, my sale is very, very less interest. Is it a pattern that in Bangalore or Mangalore or Hyderabad or Vizag it sells, but it doesn't sell in other places? From a marketeer's perspective, I'm able to get that kind of a granular data at town level ability to compare similar types. If a 1 million population town of South, all towns are behaving certain way, are my all 1 million population town or 2 million population towns of West or North also behaving same way? That helps because today I have the data. Earlier, it used to take at least, when I say earlier, maybe a decade if companies are not fully integrated. But today, you get it practically every day you can get that. You can see number of stores who have purchased it. You can say number of stores purchased what flavor. If I have launched two flavors of, let's say, a yogurt. I have launched two flavors, a vanilla maybe and a mango. Which of the two sells? Maybe mango is sold more in South, but vanilla is sold more in North. Which means there is a pattern, no? Entire North sells the preference. So my promotions, my, you know, stocking up, everything then follows that. So it helps just not the marketer, as I said, at all point of time, in every function in an organization, it helps because decisions can be a lot more faster and sharper.
True, that's right. In fact, data is the new gold, right? And BI tools actually uncover this, data itself. So how does, the data that the SFA, an integrated solution like an SFA and DMS provides, how does this help companies make that critical decision? Can you share some examples that you have seen throughout your experience?
Sid, as you rightly said, it's a new gold. Yes, data are available in plenty. As we walk into a restaurant and come out, there's a rating required. We do not know why we do it, right? So which means everyone wants to capture data because there is utility to every data. For the companies, how the data helps. You have the morning report, typically a morning sales report is published along with, let's say, your inventory. The CEO or the MD sees, also the salesperson, in every country sees it. But what is important in BI is just don't give data. Bring that intelligence of what action you want to take out of it. The same data seen by a salesperson versus a marketing person are very different. Same way a sales versus supply chain would be very different. A supply chain person would look at it from the replenishment. How many days of stocks are left with? So when is it my truck has to be leaving and when would it reach? A salesperson would know, okay, I have a week to go. So whichever form you look at, data is new gold, no doubt. Bringing in that intelligence of how the data has to be used. Today, in a typical sales call, the total calls made versus productive call is TCPC, the good old parlance, it continues. But what does it tell me? How many people are, let's say, not going to the market on time? How many people are going to the market on time? How many people are able to ensure that the required number of calls are met? Did I make my first call, first 1 hour of my day's work, I made 10 stores, whereas in my last 1 hour of field working, I made 20 stores. Are they productive stores, etc.? We all, as I said, sales fundamentals have not changed. But the ability to get this sitting in one place at the click of a button will tell you all this so that you can have a structured intervention from an HR point of view at training. There are a set of people who really do well, let's say in the forenoon or the pre-lunch session, but post-lunch. You would typically go to markets like Coastal Andhra or let's say in some parts of East you go, people say the siesta. Typically the markets are closed. What would the salesperson do? Just by going to an outlet when the right person is not there to place an order, which means the call is likely to be very unproductive. So the individual may have run through the last 10-15 stores. So is there a way to correct that rather than having individual's knowledge to come and tell you that between 2 and 3:30 in Coastal Andhra stores are closed or in East stores are closed? Can I redefine my beat? Can I start early? Can the beats be restructured? This is more from sales point of view. So data, therefore, is a new code and everybody can use it, especially when you talk about BI, the business intelligence. The backend team, this is where has to bring in that data to intelligence to take action. Obviously, field team has to be recommended what suggested action can be taken. No doubt in the corporate office or in your branches, how do you use it are all fine. But particularly from the sales team point of view, you have the data, how do you use it? Give those actions only rather than just put a dump onto them. Now you do the analytics and then decide. That's not required. So my experience on this area has been tremendous, where you just give the dashboard with what action, suggested action required, results will be significantly good.
Now, when you look ahead, right, what is the next big, you know, opportunity or advancement for SFA and DMS?
We spoke very briefly about suggested order. Suggested order is definitely an area which is very, very important because, as I said, the ability to remember everything by a salesperson is not easy. The attention span is very less from a retailer or any, you know, store keeper. And they don't want to waste time. Honestly, time is money for all of us. So given that, use data as the best way is the suggested orders. Pitch the right type of SKUs, right type of brand to the right type of stores, and your chances of succeeding are higher. That's going to be most important. I mean, there are many other things you can talk about. Price point, would you want to have price point, for example, at 5 rupees? A salty snack may not be profitable. At 1 rupee, a snack may not be profitable. Or at 1 rupee, a sachet shampoo may not be profitable. But you also need to exist in that category to give that trial, etc. So, but you can, decide all that based on data. But to me, what I said, the suggested order or predictive order solution is one most important area.
And what advice would you give, companies looking to do the SFA and DMS integration?
It has to be a 360 degree view by the CEO or the MD, and has to be well supported both by the IT team and the finance team. Of course, IT for the knowledge, finance for the money, because it's an investment. It's a long-term investment. Nothing turns around overnight. It's not that today I have a profit, cut down on my advertisement, next 2 months don't advertise so that my bottom line is somehow protected. It's not like that. Or push some of the fast-moving SKUs, even if I'm, realizing lesser, the gross margin, that's okay, but I need to build my top line. It's not that simple a solution when it comes to integration of DMS and SFA. And everyone here today knows, a kid, a one-year-old kid or two-year-old kid knows to operate mobile phone. So let's be honest about it. Mm-hmm. What does it mean? The levels of understanding of the frontline salesperson is so good. They are so well equipped with the tool where their chances of succeeding in the market is very high, because whether it is suggestive order, whether my dashboard helps me, I'm a salesperson, I'm in the market, whether it is rain or shine, I am toiling out there in the market. I am eligible for a certain amount of money to be earned every month through various KPIs. If a dashboard can tell that at a real time or minus a day's lag, I'll be too happy. I know my asking rate. Today, all of us are thrilled. If 1 hour to go, only 3 to win, and Dhoni is batting or Kohli is batting or, SKY is batting, we know we are happy. But that's because there is a dashboard, right? Mm-hmm. Same dashboard is available to me as a salesperson. If I am an ASM, I have a dashboard to go. I'm sure this is going to immensely help me. So therefore, as a CEO, SFA and DMS are all investment and they are not expenses.
All right. Yes, actually, yes. That's so true, I should say.
Thank you.
So Vasu, any final thoughts or any success story that you want to share with our listeners?
Okay. Data, we talked about. Technology, we talked about. And we have seen the evolution of it over the last 30 years, I would say. Allow me to talk a little more on this. If 2G was introduced in India in 1994-95, the first 2G probably had come into the world in 1971. We were almost 25 years behind. Mm. If we talk about 3G, the world would have gone in 1995-96. Maybe in India it was 2005. So we were 10 years. Suddenly 25 had become 10. Now, world has seen 4G, let's say in 2004-05, I don't remember, but if I'm guessing it right, India got it in 2010, let's say, you're only 5 years. I don't know when 6G gets launched, will India be along with other European markets and the North Americas? Chances are very high, which means technology is here, it will continue to sweep us around. When I say that, the proliferation of internet at the most affordable price today is extremely, great when it comes to India, which means you have technology, which means the internet supports that. And we know that the initiative with the government that you make in India is driven, including the iPhones of the world is getting manufactured in here. or we talked recently about the chip manufacturing facility in India. We talked about that. Suddenly, Vasu, who has had over 35 years of experience, is all talking about technology. It's all because, please stay in tune with technology, and that has been driving over the last at least 15, 20 years. I know Botree as a company, if I'm right, is almost 30 years old, 25 years old.
Yes.
But the relevance of Botree has been understood only in the last maybe 1.5 decades. There are many companies, of course, but I'm just saying, as a FMCG category, to appreciate the fact that data is gold, data is critical in decision making, it helps my bottom line, just not the top line, was understood lately. And it will remain. That's because the reason, such as what I said, is going to sweep all around. And hence, most important, whether you are running the organization as an entrepreneur, as a startup, or even if you are an established company, be it in FMCG space, be it in, you know, FMCD, even in other fields, please be clear, data and integrating data of your customer is important. Mamaearth, I'm sure, is an example where they went today, you know, direct, and people have seen their success. That's because I'm able to have the required amount of data with me of the consumer preferences. Here, as a large FMCG players, or even if you're into, you know, dealership type of business, you're in paints, you're in selling, you know, accessories of bathroom fittings and whatnot, with so many SKUs, you need to know how to get the data quickly, to which you need to invest on technology, and that helps you in your decision making, and it helps you in your planning, your inventory, your marketing. It helps every function. So therefore, one thing that I wouldn't say an advice, but it's a rule, there's no denial of it. That has become almost an unwritten rule, that people have to be in tune to the technology around. How am I going to adapt to it? How my company would adapt the latest technology? I mean, we have to believe in the fact that, one last point, that every person vaccinated twice, data was available to at a click of a button, which means availability of data, usage of data, driven none else by the government of India themselves, we had seen during COVID times. I don't know any other country had this kind of luxury of having your phone, the last vaccinated date and time, what kind of vaccination you had, and then there was a follow-up call, which means data is available. How do you use it? India did the fastest when it comes to your first vaccination and second vaccination, and we also exported. I'm not promoting the government's work on that. Other I'm saying is, if that is what it is, we all talk about ONDC, that's another initiative that the government is talking about. So whichever is way you see it, whether it is in FMCG, whether it is in FMCD or all other areas that you are in, data, to get the data, technology is there, whether it is hardware or software are available. Keep on embracing it all the time, and then results are likely to be far better than when you don't have it. That's my message, Radhika.
True. Yes, I absolutely agree. And I think this has been quite an insightful conversation, I should say. So thank you. Thank you so much, Vasu, for joining us today.
Always a pleasure. Have a nice day.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And that brings us to the end of this episode of Behind the Boardroom. To our audience, thank you for tuning in. If you've enjoyed this episode, don't forget to like and subscribe in your favorite platforms. Until next time, stay curious, stay inspired, and keep exploring the power of technology in shaping our future. See you soon.